Stuck in a job you don't love? Chase your calling today, like Zoe did.
I wasn't truly happy in my old job. I've always loved helping others, so I inquired about Chisholm's free TAFE courses and community services. I'm now completing Certificate 4 in Disability. Helping others live full lives is just so rewarding.
Chase your calling with a free TAFE course at Chisholm. Visit chisholm.edu.au/freetafe for more. T's and C's apply. RTO 0260.
Triple M, it's Alan for breakfast right across the southwest. It's all eyes ahead for Australia Day celebrations kicking off on Sunday. But just prior to that, on the Saturday, kicks off the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Rat. To answer a few of my dumb questions about it, because I am kind of curious, is Leonie McKeon, the Chinese negotiation and Mandarin pronunciation expert? Hello.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. I was about to say hello in Mandarin. I don't know how to do it. How do you say hello in Mandarin?
Ni hao. Ni hao. Very good.
Thank you very much. I'm gifted. Let's talk about it. But Chinese New Year, I've got so many things that I want to know. First off, the red envelopes. I see them come out every Chinese New Year. What is this all about?
Sure. Okay. The red envelopes, Alan, are what we call a hongbao. Okay. So hong means red and bao actually means like envelope, something wrapped up. Now, what happens is that people who are not married, children in families, they get what's called a hongbao every Chinese New Year, and the family put money in this hongbao. And once you're married, then you no longer receive a hongbao. So the money can be whatever, you know, however much families want to give the children, but it's a very popular thing, obviously, in China. The children love to get the hongbao.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Free cash, nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so the celebrations kick off this Saturday. How long do they actually go for?
Well, now that depends. Saturday is the beginning of Chinese New Year, and it's the Year of the Rat. Now, the celebrations, they're in preparation right now. For normal businesses, as in offices like banks and, you know, and normal businesses, export companies, that kind of thing, they generally have 7 days holiday in China. However, factories generally have 1 month, and students have a month holiday during that break too. It's known in China as the Spring Festival. Quite often they eat particular foods like dumplings, and, you know, fish is a very important component of the Chinese festival. So there's lots and lots of cooking going on and lots of eating and lots of going to different relatives' houses. It's a time to catch up with everyone.
Okay, so my question then is, as a white person, am I, like, is it expected to me to go up to someone that's Chinese and say, like, Happy Chinese New Year, or do I just say Happy New Year?
Well, look, it's actually not expected. However, it is a wonderful thing if you can say that, because if you've got Chinese friends or contacts, and especially if you're in business, it's a very good idea to say Happy Chinese New Year. And how you say that is Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Xin Ye Kuai Le?
Okay, Okay, here we go.
All right.
Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Xin Nian Kuai Le?
Yeah, okay. I'll spell it for you.
We don't have enough time to teach me it. I'll Google it. Get the little translation thing for me.
Beautiful, great.
Hey, that's really handy stuff and good to know. And looks like it's going to be a big year for Chinese New Year, Year of the Rat. Does that mean good things? Yeah, what does the rat mean? Is that good?
Right. Yeah, well, actually, the rat is supposed to be a very good year, a very prosperous year. Rats are known to be very strategic. Now, the rat is the first animal in the zodiac, and how that happened was that many years ago in the warring times, the emperor said, the 12 animals go across the river, okay? And the rat had the smallest legs, and so it went to the river with all the other animals, and it jumped on the ox's back, and the ox swam across the river, and the rat jumped on the bank of the river. So the rat is the first animal in the zodiac and known to be very strategic.
There you go. I don't think I'm a rat. I don't know what I am, but I wish I was now. Thank you so much for the chat today. Really does give us a bit of an idea as we go into the celebrations kicking off Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Alan, and Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Thank you.
Take it from someone in the know. Life's made up of small quality moments. Sure, the big stuff's great, but the little things, like bringing a gang over for a Sunday barbecue, now that's a moment worthy of a Grant's Triple Wood Whiskey. It's aged in three different types of wood, which gives Grant's its smooth taste. Grant's Whiskey. It's triple wood, so it's triple good. Please enjoy responsibly.